Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. You can tune in live by calling in at 323-870-4180 or hear this recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feelthefire.com or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the broadcast itself. And there is a link to do so on our website on the Morning Motivation or Broadcast page. The website is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D. fire.com. Well, our topic for today is I dare you to let go and let God have his way. I dare you to let go and let God have his way. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 45 through 54. Now, for those of you who are working the challenge with us, we are in day 73 of your last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge journal. And I am in the book of Matthew 26, 45 through 54, reading from the KJV. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, meaning Jesus, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled that thus it must be? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. That's a powerful word this morning. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. I dare you to let go and let God have his way. Say it again, but make it personal to you. Just repeat after me. I dare me to let go and let God have his way. Hallelujah. We're going to do it one more time, but I want you to do it differently. I want you to call out your name and repeat after me. Rossi, say your name. I dare you to let go and let God have his way. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Now we are working our last 100 days remove all clutter challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. If you have missed any days of this countdown or you don't have your last 100 days remove all clutter challenge journal, you can catch up on our website at fueldefire.com and you can order the journal from the store page. It's available on Amazon and all different outlets. So just go there and you'll be able to click the links from the store page to order your journal. Now, here we are today with the Lord telling us that it is time to let go so that he can move in us and have his way. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, the verses that I read to you today, we read the biblical record of the time preceding when Jesus is about to be crucified. And so he's there with his disciples. He's gone off to pray and to talk to the Lord about this situation. And he comes back and he finds them sleeping and he tells them, go ahead and just keep on sleeping because the time is now at hand for my destiny to really be fulfilled, for it to spring forth. As I taught you on yesterday, I dare you to spring forth. Well, it's time now for me to spring forth into the reason that my Father sent me, which is crucifixion and then burial and resurrection, so that souls can be saved. So sleep on. And while you're sleeping, I'm just letting you know that that one who's going to betray me, that disciple, Judas, he's coming because it's necessary for him to come so that God can have his way. So all of a sudden, Judas shows up with his posse, with his crowd, and he's giving them this signal. Look, the one that I kiss, that's the one that you're supposed to take hold of. Isn't that crazy? He came with a crowd, and here the crowd really didn't even know who they were coming to take hold of. He had to give them a sign. The one I kiss, that's the one that you take hold of. Now, I want you to see what was so interesting about this. When I read to you in verse 50, after Judas kissed him on the cheek and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him for the signal to the multitude to come and take him, and with Jesus having the foreknowledge that Judas was coming to betray him, listen to the way Jesus addressed him. And Jesus said unto him, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" How do you call the person who you know is coming to take your life friend? The person whom you know the enemy has sent to attack the very core of your existence, to take everything away from you, to destroy your home, to destroy your life, your marriage, that backbiter, that gossiper, the person who's been stabbing you in the back, scandalizing your name and reputation, how do you call them friends? The only way you can do that is when you realize that unless they come and do what they got to do, you can't really have God's purpose in you fulfilled. So when you see them, oh no, although you know you're about to go through, you can still look in the spiritual realm and say, come on, friend, because it's necessary for you to come for me to be able to walk into my destiny. It's necessary for you to do that old sabotaging, backbiting, gossiping, scandalous thing that you do so that then I'm able to let go and let God have his way in my life. So then one of Jesus' disciples pulls out the sword and cuts off the ear of one of the attackers in the multitude. And Jesus said to him, "Put that up. Do you not remember who I am? If I wanted to, I could just ask, pray, and my Father would send down legions of angels to overtake these people. But what they're doing is necessary so that the scriptures may be fulfilled." In other words, it's necessary for me not to do all that I could do against my enemy. It's necessary for me not to subdue them. It's necessary for me to walk through this attack and this journey and this battle so that the scripture could be fulfilled, so that God has his way. Ooh, I know this is powerful, but remember the broadcast is only 15 minutes. I got to speed it up so we can get into prayer and I can give you your task for today. But right now, I just want you to say, it's necessary for me to go through so that God could have his way. Say it again. It is necessary, hallelujah, for me to have gone through that journey so that God could have his way. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus, when he's praying to the Father in relation to this upcoming crucifixion, he says, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." In other words, I'm going to let go and let you, Father, have your way. In the 46th division of Psalm, verse 10, the Bible teaches us to be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still. Let go. Let God have his way. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible teaches us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, that God lives, that God is the creator, that God sees the end before the beginning, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must have faith to let go and let God have his way. Lord, I don't understand it. I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why they're attacking me. I don't know why no good deed goes unpunished. I don't know why the people that I help the most try to be the ones who also hurt me the most, who are appreciative the least, but I'm going to let go. Hallelujah. In the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, the body begins to teach us again about faith, and it lets us know that faith without works is dead. I'm just so caught up. I got an appointment this morning to go to, but this thing is doing something in my spirit even as I'm teaching it. Faith without works is dead. So part of letting go and letting God is that we not only have the faith to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, but that in that faith we do not sit by passively, but we're doing our part. What is our part? To pray, to read, to fast, to tithe, to give, to go to church, to fellowship, to seek the Lord, to be a light. Hallelujah. To do whatever is required naturally to bring about what we want in the natural realm. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31, the Bible says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" This is why you can let go and let God. Because if God be for you, if God be for you, if God be for your home, if God be for your family, if God is covering your children, no matter where they are right now, no matter what they're doing, even if they are living an ungodly life, who can be against you? If God be for you, that's why I can let go and let God. In the 23rd division of Psalms, the Bible teaches us that the Lord is our shepherd. And because of that, we have no want or no lack. It lets us know in that fifth verse that he prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies, anoints our head with oil, and our cup runneth over, our blessings runneth over, our joy, our peace, our goodness, our praise and fellowship, they run over. Why? Because we have the ability to let go and let God. Now our time has run to where we have to go into prayer. I know you're already fired up because all this week God has been daring us as he was getting us ready. On Monday, I dare you to live. On Tuesday, I dare you to fight. On Wednesday, I dare you to repent and release yourself to greatness. On yesterday, I dare you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So excited. I'm so sorry. But on yesterday, the Lord said, "I dare you to be able to just move forward so that God could do everything that he had us to do by springing forth. I dare you to spring forth." Now he's gotten us all the way ready. And he said, "Now you've done all that I told you to do this week. I just dare you now to let go and let me have my way in you." Ah, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. This is the day that you have made. We are truly rejoicing and being glad in it. We're so excited. We're so happy. We're so enthusiastic. We're so elated. God, we're just so empowered this morning. Because all week long, you've put us in the right position that we could let go and let you have your way. So, Father, we're just excited about what you're doing today. We mean we're excited because you are moving mountains. You are making ways out of no way. You are coming in and parting the Red Sea against the enemies of our lives and letting them cross through and then overtaking them My God, my God, my God. Everything that we want is done. Everything we've laid before you is done. Everything that we need is done. Everything that we pray about is done, is done, is done, is done. Why? Because you are having your way. Father, we're just going to, this whole weekend, we're just going to sit back and let go and let you have your way. No matter what comes against us, we're going to say, I see you, devil. Ah, friend, how are we calling our enemies friend? Because we know it's necessary for that attack to have come, so that your destiny in us would be fulfilled. We are letting go. We are letting go. We've let go. We've let go. We've let go. And we say, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way. We might not understand it. We might not agree with it. We might not concede all of it. We might not want to go through it, but nevertheless, not our will, but yours be done. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way. In our home today, have your way. On our jobs today, have your way. In our marriages, have your way. For our children, have your way. For our friends, have your way. For the enemies, have your way. For our businesses, have your way. In our own souls, finances, health, and spirit, have your way, because we know that your way is a way of blessing. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now, those with whom they will share this broadcast later today, that everything we've laid before you is done, it's done, it's done. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise him, praise him, praise him. Come on and praise the Lord. Say, have your way, God. Come on, say it again. Say, have your way, God. Why? Because you trust him. You have faith. That's why you can let go and let God have his way. Now listen, I'm going to do an altar call. Then I'm going to give you our task for today. Then we're going to end with our song of the day. And you're going to have a great weekend. You're going to share this with at least 5 people today. For those of you who receive this via text, all you got to do is just forward the text. At least 5 people on your list, just send it out to them. Just forward the text that you receive from me and send it out to at least 5 people today. If you're not receiving it by text, you're subscribing or following the show, send that out. And then as a last resort, just send everyone you know a text and say, it's a powerful word today on fieldfire.com. The text message will automatically create the link so that they can press it. It will take them straight to our mobile site and they'll be able to hear this word, fieldfire, F-E-E-L. D, letter D, fire.com. Just tell them, go hear this powerful word at fieldfire.com today. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Hallelujah. If you're listening, you are not saved or you're backslidden, please repeat after me. I want to bring you back into the family of the Lord or bring you in newly. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Make sure you get into church. You're tuning in live with me at 6:30 a.m. for morning motivation, or you're hearing the recording after 8 a.m. Make sure you're going to Sunday school Bible study. You get plugged in and working in your church, and you stay focused. You find you an accountability partner, someone that you can just be real with. This is what keeps you and what helps you to stay strengthened. Now, our topic for today is I dare you to let go and let God have his way. Your task for today in your journal, you're on page 73, is to write down today and this weekend, write these words, I've let go. Have your way, God. That's it. And everything that happens, that's what you're going to repeat. Today and this weekend, I've let go. I'm no longer afraid. Have your way, God. Praise the Lord. Just remember, before I start our song for today, which is Be Still and Know That I Am God by Juanita Bynum, remember on this Sunday I will be ministering at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ during the 11 a.m. service. The address and everything you need is on the itinerary page at fieldoffire.com. Remember, you can order your 2017 Remove All Clutter Challenge journal and my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, as well. All of the information is on our store page, so just go to fieldoffire.com. All right, this is our song. I'm telling you, let God have his way.
Be still and know that I yeah. be still my soul, the Lord is on my side. Be still my soul, the Lord is on my side.
For a minute, all you need is faith in God. You ain't got no trouble. You got troubles because you didn't forget that I'm God. You're carrying false burdens because you've forgotten I'm God.
Hear every chain.
What are you worrying about? What are you heavy laden about? What are you troubled about? I'm a doctor. Have I ever lost a case? I'm a lawyer in the courtroom. I'm a heart fixer and a mind regulator. I am your ministry. I am your peace. I am your source.
Just be.
Let me tell you something. You think Floyd Mayweather never lost a case? God got a TKO that takes your enemy out before he ever steps in the ring. Let go and let God have his way today. See you on Monday, 6:30 a.m. Go to feelthefire.com.